USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate overwhelmingly approved a compromise $768 billion defense policy bill on Wednesday, sending a bipartisan rebuttal of President Joe Biden's original Pentagon request back to him for his signature. The upper chamber voted 89-10 to pass the National Defense Authorization Act. The president is expected to sign the measure. A large section of the central United States will see a risk of damaging winds from a storm system today. Damaging wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour and tornadoes are possible. Aside from the wind, areas from southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, northern Missouri, and far eastern Nebraska into much of Iowa may see severe thunderstorms into tonight. The NFL announcing Las Vegas will host the Super Bowl in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Senate Democrats continue to remain hopeful that they will be able to overcome GOP opposition to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is expressing concern Wednesday during the Senate's opening session about the cost of the legislation. The Kentucky senator saying to pay for the plan, President Biden's promise not to raise taxes on middle-class Americans will be broken.
In 2022, their bill would give a bigger percentage tax cut to people making more than $1 million every year than to families that pull in between $75,000 and $100,000. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation.
A Monitoring the Future study conducted by National Institute on Drug Abuse found substance abuse among teens decreased. The researchers discovering it was the largest single-year decline since 1975. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Democratic-led House committee is continuing to look into what happened at the Capitol on January 6th.
The mostly partisan January 6th commission used Donald Trump Jr.'s text message in an attempt to implicate President Trump and Mark Meadows. But Mr. Meadows explains all the committee did was prove that they had no desire for protesters to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Mark Meadows is our former colleague. He is a good man, and he is my friend. This is as wrong as it gets. And I think deep down, everyone knows it.
Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
It's a sad day to spin a story that would suggest that Donald Trump has something to hide or that Mark Meadows has something to hide. Neither of us have anything to hide. That's why we participated. But obviously, they're not about a real investigation. They're about advancing a political narrative.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Elon Musk wants to build a tunnel that would connect the San Antonio airport to the famous Riverwalk area. His construction firm, called the Boring Company, is one of the five that has submitted proposals. The Alamo Regional Mobile Authority will select the finalist early next year. Musk's company is currently running a transportation loop beneath the Las Vegas Strip. He now lives in Austin, and his Tesla car company is building a factory east of the state capital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.